我们继续来查考约翰一书的第二章。
We will continue studying 1 John chapter 2.
好，那我们在第二章里面可以看到信仰生活有三种的得胜。
And in chapter 2, we can see that in our spiritual lives, there are three types of victory.
在我们现实的生活里面，大家都希望得胜。
In today's life, everyone hopes to gain victory.
如果我们看那个篮球的队员，每一次都得胜，这个代表什么？
If we look at a basketball player and this player always gains the victory, then what does this represent?
变成他很出名。
This player will become very famous.
再来，他有很多追随者。
And will gain many fans.
再来，就是有很高的收入。
And then he will gain a lot of income.
这个叫做成功。
And this is called success.
那有的人是在学业上得胜。
And some people are victorious in their studies.
所以一直往上爬，越读越高。
So they continue climbing upwards, and the more they study, the higher they get.
再来就是找到好工作。
And then afterwards, they find a good job.
能力很强，一直往上爬。
And they're very powerful, and they continue climbing upwards.
再来就是有权力，有名声，有收入。
And then they will have a lot of authority, a lot of status and titles, and a lot of income.
所以这是世界上人所追求的。
And this is what people on earth pursue after.
希望能够突出，希望能够成功，希望能够得胜。
They hope that they may stand out in society and they may be successful and that they can be victorious.
但是我们回到信仰生活。
But if we look back into our spirit, our life of faith,
我们才发现信仰生活的得胜非常重要。
We know that the victories in our spiritual lives are very important.
因为这才能够保证我们将来能够回到天国。
Because only these can guarantee that we will be able to return into heaven.
回到父那里去。
In order to return to our Father.
永远与他同在。
And stay with him forever.
好，那我们现在来看约翰一书的第二章。
So now let us turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第一节，请。
First one. My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
这个地方讲，我将这个话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
Here it says that these things I write to you so that you may not sin.
我们信仰生活有一个目标就是不犯罪。
In our journey of faith, we have a goal, which is to not sin.
如果我们有很多世界的朋友。
And if we have many friends on earth.
你跟他们一直在聊天，聊了一天。
And we have conversations with them for the entire day.
没有一个人会提到罪这个字。
There is not one person who will bring up the topic of sin.
为什么？
Why?
我有什么罪？
What sin do I have?
没有一个人会觉得有罪。
No one will think that they have sinned.
如果他觉得有罪，他就会来找主耶稣了。
And if they think that they have sinned, then they will come and find Jesus.
所以他觉得我活得很好，我没有问题。
So they feel like they are living very well and they have no problems.
主耶稣跟我没有关系。
And the Lord Jesus has no relationship with me.
那今天我们是在主的救恩之下，罪得赦免。
But today, under the grace of God, we are sanctified.
那我们要下定一个决心，要得胜罪恶。
And so we must set a determination in order to gain victory over evil.
为什么这个这么重要？
And why is this so important?
如果说如果我们回到约翰一书的第一章。
If we go back to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
First John chapter 1.
七节，请读。
Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin.
再看第六节。
And verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
这个第六节跟第七节在讲两种生活方式。
Verses 6 and 7 describe two types of living.
第七节讲行在光明中。
In verse 7 it says if we walk in the light.
啊，就是没有罪。
Which is without sin.
那这样的生活方式，我们就能够跟神有相交，就是跟神有团契。
Then in this type of life, we can have fellowship with Jesus Christ.
也就是说，能够跟神非常的亲密。
Which, in other words, is to have a very close relationship with God.
因为神是义的，神是没有罪的。
Because God is righteous and He has no sin.
神爱罪人，但是神痛恨罪。
God loves sinners, but He hates the sin.
所以他有赦罪的恩典。
So he has the grace to forgive sins.
但是如果我们得到救恩，又回到罪里面去。
But if we have received grace and yet fall back into sin.
那我们就回到第六节。
Then we return back to verse 6.
这里讲，如果我们活在黑暗里面行。
Here it says that if we walk in darkness.
然后说我跟神很亲密，这是说谎。
And say that we have fellowship with God, then we lie.
因为如果我们活在黑暗里面，跟神就没有相交。
Because if we walk in the darkness, then we have no fellowship with Christ.
所以活在罪里面，跟神就没有办法建立关系。
So living in sin, we will be unable to establish a relationship with God.
因此，我们要在罪里面要得胜。
Therefore, we must be victorious against sin.
那然后在第一章里面，特别在第二章要提到一个我们常常有的罪，但是我们自己不会感觉。
And in chapters 1 and 2, it speaks of a sin that we often have yet do not know of.
我们看第二章第九节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 9. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now.
第十节。
10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. 11. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
这里讲如果我们说在光明中，就是说我没有罪，但是恨他的弟兄，他还是在黑暗里面。
And here it says that he who says he is in the light means that he does not have sin, but yet if he hates his brother, then he is in darkness.
所以恨使人跟人之间的距离拉长。
So hatred causes the distance between two people to grow.
那恨就是一种罪。
And hatred is a type of sin.
那恨就是在黑暗里面。
And hatred lies within darkness.
所以人跟人之间的人际关系会影响人跟神的关系。
So interpersonal relationships can affect your relationship with God.
有没有一个人很说我跟神很亲近，我天天祷告好几个小时，到处跟人合不来，不太可能。
Have you ever heard of a person who prays daily all day with and is very close with God, yet cannot get along with anyone around him?
你看主耶稣十二岁的时候，神跟人喜爱他的心，喜爱他的心都增加。
And we can see that when Jesus was only 12 years old, Jesus gained favor with both God and man.
为什么？
Why?
因为他充满着爱。
Because he was filled with love.
他行神的道。
And he acted according to the word of God.
他做神喜欢的事情。
And he did what was favorable in God's eyes.
那这样的一个人，我们在身上看到是神的本性所以这样的人跟人是关系很好的。
So in this type of person, we can see God's nature within him, and therefore his relationships with others will be good.
那有时候我们看到恨这个不好，我没有恨。
And sometimes we say, okay, so hatred is bad, and I do not hate anyone.
有一次我去 Google 一下，这恨它怎么定义呢？他说是极度的不喜欢。
One time I went to Google the definition of hatred, and the definition was a strong dislike.
那如果用不同的定义，我们就知道，只是程度不同，我们大家都有某种程度的恨。
And so now that we know that there are different levels of dislike, we can see that there are also different levels of hatred. So all of us have different levels of hatred.
所以这里讲活在要不犯罪，我们最容易犯的就是恨。
So when we think about how we should live life without sin, we should take note that the easiest type of sin is to hate others.
那有时候这个恨是存在自己的家人中。
And sometimes this hatred is among our own families.
甚至包括夫妻之间。
And it could even be within a couple, a married couple.
两代之
间。Or among two generations.
或者弟兄姐妹之间。
Or among brothers and sisters.
所以恨不只是包括外面的人。
So this hatred does not only encompass the Gentiles or outsiders.
那这些人际关系会影响我们跟神的团契，跟神的关系。
And these relationships among people will also affect the relationship between us and God in our fellowship.
所以，如果有一个人有恨，他这个生活一定不会喜乐。
So if someone has hatred within him, then in his life he will definitely not be joyful.
为什么？
Why?
因为恨在黑暗里面。
Because hatred lies within darkness.
神是光。
And God is light.
他跟神没有办法亲近。
And he is unable to draw near to God.
那神没有办法亲近，这个人怎么会喜乐呢？
So if he is unable to draw near to God, how can this person feel joy?
因此，如果一个人真的要享受神里面的喜乐，
So therefore, if a person truly wants to experience the joy within God,
一个就是要离开恨。
And the first thing he must do is to depart from hatred.
就是要从心里面赦免别人。
And from his heart, he must forgive others.
那这样，我们跟神的关系才能够进步，我们的喜乐才会增加。
And only in this way can we improve our relationship with God, and only in this way can our joy increase.
所以你如果听到一个人活得很不快乐，你第一个想想看，跟他谈谈话，看他有没有恨人。
So if you meet someone who may not be feeling very joyful right now, first you should ask them whether or not they have hatred towards anyone.
那这个恨更可怕的是什么？
And what is the even scarier thing about hate?
十一节。
Let us look at verse 11.
恨的住在弟兄，他不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。这个更可怕。
Someone who has hatred does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes, and this is even scarier.
所以一个人一旦被恨所充满，他的眼睛已经看不到正路。
So as soon as a person is filled with hatred, then he is unable to see the correct path.
他想每一件事情都是从恨出发点来想。
When he looks at everything, he looks at everything from the perspective of hate.
所以他就不知道往哪里去啊。
And he does not know where he is going.
抓不住人生的方向。
And he cannot grasp the direction of his life.
一直往黑暗进去，到最后沉沦自己，还不知道为什么。
And he continues walking in darkness, and he cannot figure out why.
所以我们要第一个要得胜罪。
So first, in order to gain victory over sin,
那最常犯的就是心里的恨。
And the sin that is most often committed is hatred.
我们现在回来看约翰一书第一章。
So now let us turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
第十节。
10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
如果我们说我们没有罪。
Here it says that if we say that we have no sin,
第一个，我们是自欺。
First, we deceive ourselves.
为什么自欺？
Why do we deceive ourselves?
因为事实上我们有罪。
Because in reality, we have sin.
那明明我没有罪，为什么我说事实上我有罪？
And I clearly have no sin, so why do we say we deceive or that we do have sin?
所以第八节，真理就不在他心里。
In verse 8, that's why it says, and the truth is not in us.
我们觉得没有罪，是因为我用社会的文化，我用人间的传统来看，我有什么罪？我跟大家一样。
The reason why we say we have no sin is because we use society's values and also society's tradition to measure ourselves.
但是如果真理一进去
，But once the truth comes in，
这个神的话连灵魂骨都能够破开来。
Then word of God, the spirit of God can even break the
从心里的最深处那个亮光一照，罪就跑出来。
So once the light is shined upon everything, then the sin is revealed.
从心里的最深处那个标准一量，我们就发现我们有很多的不义。
In the deepest part of our hearts, once we use this measuring tool to measure that deepest part, then we will be able to see our sin.
那第十节，如果说我没有罪，那我就以神做说谎。
And in verse 10 it says that if we say we have not sinned, then we make him a liar.
为什么？因为神说你有罪。
And why is that? It's because God told us that we have sinned.
那下面结论是一样， 神的道就不在我们心里。
And the conclusion is the same. His word is not in us.
哦，那怎么从罪里面得胜？
So how do we gain victory over sin?
如果我们回到第二章。
If we turn back to chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
这里讲他为我们的罪做挽回祭。
And here it says that he himself is the propitiation for our sins.
就是他为我们的罪已经付出了赎价。
Which means that he has already made a sacrifice for our sins.
就是主耶稣的宝血。
Which is the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以这是我们赦罪的泉源。
And this is the source of how our sins are cleansed.
所以如果我们真的已经犯罪了。
So if we truly have already sinned,
我们要仰望神，他有赦罪的恩典。
Then we must look towards God because he has the grace of forgiveness of sins.
所以第九节，第一章第九节。
So in chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这里讲，认自己的罪，神是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪。
Here it says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
洗净我们的不义。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以，对罪最好的方法不是隐藏。
So the best way to deal with sin is not to hide it.
好像亚当夏娃用树叶用叶子来遮盖。
Just like Adam and Eve used leaves to cover up.
对罪最好的方法也不是推卸责任，好像亚当把它推给夏娃。
And the best way to deal with sin is also not to blame others.
好像亚当把它推卸给夏娃。
Just like Adam blamed Eve.
夏娃把它推卸给蛇。
And Eve blamed the serpent.
这个都不是罪的解决方法。
And these are all not ways we can solve sin.
对罪最好的方法就像大卫来到神面前撕裂心肠承认我们的罪。
The best way we can deal with our sin is to come before God and confess all our sins just like David did.
神是信实的要赦免我们的罪。
Because God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
然后罪被拿掉我们又能够在光明中与神相交。
And once this sin is removed, then we can once again have fellowship with God in the light.
所以这是第一个，我们信仰生活要得胜，要得胜罪恶。
So the first victory we must have in our spiritual lives is victory over sin.
如果我们看第三章。
And if we look at chapter 3.
第九节。
约
翰一书三章第九节。
First John chapter 3 verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God.
从神生就不犯罪。
Whoever has been born of God does not sin.
神的道就是神的种子在他心里。
For God's word, which is his seed, remains in him.
所以这个神的生命要在我们里面成长，我们就不容易犯罪。
So God's life must grow within us, and we will not sin.
因此当一个人信仰越来越进步，越来越像主耶稣，我们就越来越不会犯罪。
And therefore, as a person begins to grow deeper into his faith and becomes more and more like Jesus, then it will be hard for him to sin.
因为我们长大，有主的样式，有神的生命。
Because as we grow, we will become more like God and have his life within us.
第二个得胜。
And in the second victory,
我们回来看约翰一书第二章。
Let us turn back to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
十六节。
16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
十七节。
17. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
这里讲不要爱世界跟世界上的事。
Here it says, do not love the world or the things in the world.
所以为什么我们要胜过世界？
So why do we have to have victory over the world?
因为下面说人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Because it continues on saying, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
也就是说，跟神就会距离越来越大。
And in other words, our distance, the distance between us and God will grow.
那如果我们回来看看雅各书第四章。
And if we turn to look at James chapter 4,
再从另外一个方面来看这件事情。
And if we look at this from another perspective,
雅各书第四章的第四节。
James chapter 4 verse 4, Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
这里讲用淫乱这个字来形容。
And here it uses the word adulterer to describe this.
事实上在肉体上我们没有犯奸淫呢。
So in reality, in our physical body, we have not committed adultery.
所以这个淫乱是在讲什么？
So what is this adultery referring to?
这个淫乱是讲对神不忠。
It is referring to our disloyalty to God.
因为我们受洗的时候就是等于许配给基督订婚。
Because when we are baptized, we are engaged to God, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣再来就是婚宴的开始。
And when Jesus comes again, then it is the beginning of the wedding banquet feast.
所以这个婚姻的关系是一对一的。
So this relationship is one to one.
那现在有第三者进来，这个叫做淫乱。
But once there is a third party who comes in, then this is called adultery.
那这个第三者是什么？
So who is this third party?
如果我们再读下去与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
If we continue reading, it says that whoever is a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
所以要从世界得胜。
So we must gain victory over the world.
因为如果变成世界的朋友，我们跟神就是对神不忠，就是神的敌人。
Because if we are friends with the world, then we are disloyal to God, and God becomes our enemy.
那这跟神的爱有关系的。
And this is related to God's love.
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously?
这里想神是住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
It says that the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously.
有一种爱是有嫉妒的。
There is a type of love that has jealousy.
就是婚姻的爱。
Which is the love in a marriage.
因为婚姻只有一对一，不能有第三者。
Because in a marriage, it's a one-to-one relationship, and there cannot be a third person.
那神爱我们。
But God and God loves us.
所以我们的心如果爱世界，就是对神不忠。
So if our hearts love the world, then we are not loyal to God.
那神爱我们爱到会嫉妒。
Then God will love us to the point where he is jealous.
所以这个没有胜过世界，我们跟神的关系会有问题。
So therefore, if we do not have victory over the world, then we will have a problem with our relationship with God.
我们回来约翰一书第二章，世界是什么？
So now let us turn back to 1 John chapter 2 and see what the world is.
难道买一部新车就是爱世界吗？
Does this mean that if we buy a new car, then we are friends with the world?
最近买了一个房子，你贪爱世界吗？
Oh, if you buy a new house, then you are loving the world.
我们回来看第二章十六节。
Let us look at verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
所以世界的是三件事情。
So in this world, there are three things.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
The lust of the eyes.
并今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
这个不是从神来的。
And these do not come of God.
这个叫做世界。
These are called the world.
所以这个三个把它合在一起讲就是罪性。
So if we combine all these three things together, then it is called sinful nature.
这个罪性借着肉体的情欲来引诱我们。
This sinful nature uses our fleshly lusts to tempt us.
眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
Just like the lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh and the pride of life.
我们能够做成什么，这是神的恩典。
And what we are able to become, this is God's grace.
但是如果我们做成什么，是为着显扬自己的荣耀。
But if we use what we have become in order to glorify ourselves,
这是今生的骄傲。
Then this is the pride of life.
所以有时候我们在一个社会里面，大家都在比。
So sometimes in society, everyone is comparing themselves to each other.
你的孩子读什么学校？我的孩子读什么学校？
Your child is studying in this college, and mine is studying in this college.
比得上人就很骄傲，觉得很光荣；比不上人就很自卑。
And if you compare higher than others, then you are very proud. And if you compare lower, then you are very pitiful.
这个真的是今生的骄傲。
And this is truly the pride of life.
那但是当我们很突出，这是神的恩典啊。
But if we end up being very successful, this is the blessing of God.
但这最重要就是要荣耀神。
And the most important part of this is to glorify God.
所以如果我们看到有人在世界上 很有成就。
So if we see that someone on earth is very successful,
不论在学业上、事业上、钱财上，
no matter in school or in work or in their income, their wealth,
人跟人接触, 他都不会提这些事情。
But when they interact with others, they never bring up their success.
这不简单。
This is not easy.
这样的人哦, 是配得蒙福。
This type of person should be blessed greatly.
因为他虽然从神得到很多, 但是他不贪爱世界。
Because even though he has earned a lot from God, he does not love the world.
所以有时候为什么神没有办法祝福我们？
So why is it that sometimes God is unable to bless us?
真的是我们不配。
It is truly because we are not fitting.
神的祝福常常变成我们今生的骄傲。
And a lot of the times, God's blessings become the source of the pride in our lives.
那眼目的情欲呢？
And how about the lust of the eyes?
有一个弟兄说，他很感谢神。我就听听，你感谢什么？
There was a brother who said, I am very thankful to God, and I asked him, what are you thankful for?
他从有网络到现在，他从来没有去看过黄色网站。
And he said that ever since the creation of the internet, he has not gone on any inappropriate websites.
那我们仔细想，这真的不简单。
And when I thought about this, I thought this was not easy.
眼目的情欲。
Because
他能够得胜。
He was able to gain victory over the lust of the eyes.
所以我们在这个世界要得胜世界。
So therefore, we must gain victory over this world.
那肉体的情欲呢？
And how about the lust of the flesh?
这更不简单。
This is even harder.
现在的人在正式结婚之前， 没有同居，没有苟合，差不多是找不到。
For people living today in this society, for people to not have already lived together before marriage is rare.
那这是什么？
And so what is this?
以社会来讲正常。
In society's point of view, it is very normal.
以信仰来讲，这个叫肉体的情欲。
But speaking from our faith, this is called the lust of the flesh.
这个婚姻的关系在婚姻里面是神的祝福。
Because this relationship within marriage is blessed by God.
但是在婚姻外面，这是情欲。
But outside of marriage, this is lust.
这是圣经的定义。
And this is what was established in the Bible.
所以我们要得胜世界。
So therefore, we must gain victory over the world.
我们跟神的关系就会好像新妇跟新娘非常的亲密。
And in this way, we will have a very close relationship with God, just like a bride and her bridegroom.
那第三个得胜。
And the third victory.
我们来看约翰一书的第二章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2.
26节。
Verse 26. 26. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
这里讲，我将这个话写给你们，是指引诱你们的人说的。
And here it says, these things I write to you concerning those who try to deceive you.
在约翰到末期的时候，已经教会出现了异端。
From John up till the end of the times of the church, there have been people who have come up with heresies.
所以约翰就写信告诉他们，要持守信仰的纯正，不要被异端引诱了。
And so therefore, he's saying that you should not be deceived by these heresies.
如果我们看24节。
And if we look at verse 24, therefore let that abide in you which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
你们从起初听见，要常存在心里。
Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning.
啊，然后二十五节。
25.
主所应许的就是永生，啊，这个连在一起的。你如果从起初听见，一直持守，就有永生。
So if you keep what you have heard from the beginning until the end, then in the end you will receive the promise of eternal life.
那如果我们到教会来慕道，起初听见什么？
So if we come and truth seek in the church, what do we hear in the beginning?
啊，你看我们现在受洗以前哦，大概都是要有十大信条，每一条一条一条一直上。
Before we are baptized, we often need to undergo training of the 10 basic beliefs.
哦，这些道理是我们信仰的根基。
And these basic beliefs are the foundation of our faith.
哦，那强调爱是在这个根基上面再强调爱。
And on top of this foundation, we emphasize love.
哦，这是我们跟其他教会不一样的地方。
And this is how we differ from other churches.
这个根基稳固了，再强调爱，我们的信仰很有盼望。
Once this foundation is laid and we emphasize love on top of that, then we will have a very strong faith.
哦，这个叫起初所听见的道。
And this is what it means by the things which you have heard from the beginning.
哦，那这个引诱我们的，我们常常是讲，哎。有时候我们家里面常常有人来敲门。
And when we think of the person who tempts us, sometimes we think that we think of the person who knocks on our door.
啊，现在敲门的大概是两个主要的啊，一般基督教的教派。
Nowadays, when people knock on our door, there are usually two different denominations.
一个是摩门教。
One is Mormons.
一个是耶和华见证人。
And one is Jehovah's Witnesses.
真的是很热心，每一户敲门，而且穿得很整齐。
And they are very, very fervent. They are, they dress very nicely.
啊，所以我们一听到引诱我们的，哎，这个要很谨慎，这个我们不同教会啊。
And when we think about this temptation, sometimes we only think of these people from other churches.
那也真的要很谨慎，因为他穿的其实跟圣经差很多。
And of course, we must be very discerning and wise because their teachings differ greatly from the Bible.
但是我如果回到十八节。
But if we turn back to verse 18,
第二章十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour.
啊，这里讲末时有敌基督的要来到。
Here it says that in the end times, the Antichrist is coming.
啊，那敌基督从哪里出来？
And where does this Antichrist come from?
十九节。
Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
啊，结果这些敌基督是从我们中间出去的。
So these antichrists came out from us.
啊，所以下面讲，他如果属我们，他就不要出去了。那如果出去，就不属我们了。
And they, if they had been of us, they would have continued with us.
啊，所以。啊，如果他对信仰的讲法已经跟真耶稣教会不一样，迟早会出去的。
So if they speak of their faith in a way that's different from the true Jesus Church, then sooner or later they will leave the church.
那出去以后，他再来啊，引诱一些信徒跟他一起去。
And once they leave the church, they will start trying to attract people to follow them.
这个就很谨慎，为什么？因为他还没有出去以前，跟大家交情都很好啊。
And we must be very careful of this because before this person left, then they must have had very good relationships with others.
但是如果我们这个爱是在基督里面
，But if this love is within Christ,
啊，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Then love does not take pride in injustice and only likes the truth.
哦，我很爱你，但是你传的跟圣经不一样，我真的很同情你，我为你祷告。
I love you, but you are not following the truth, and I will pray for you.
啊，这样就不会被引诱了。
And in this way, you will not be tempted.
啊，但是如果世俗人情的爱
，But if we use the societies and the worldly type of love,
我们两个交情很好。
We have a very good relationship with each other.
啊，那现在你去传不同的道理。
And now you have begun to preach a different gospel.
哎呀，为什么教会不能接受你？这缺乏爱心。
Why can't the church accept you? This is a lack of love.
啊，那这样就会被引诱。
And then this, if you use this type of love, then you will be tempted.
啊，一旦同情就进去了。
Because once you have a good relationship with this person, you will fall into the temptation.
哦，所以在末世要得胜啊，这个引诱的，这从我们中间出去的。
So we in the end times we must be especially cautious because of this because the Antichrist comes from within us.
一般人对这个最少防卫性，但是这个有时候是最危险。
And sometimes we think that. Oh, and usually we have the weakest defense against this kind of temptation.
所以信仰生活有三个得胜。
And so in our spiritual faith, there are three victories.
就是我们所读的第二章。
Which is what we have read in chapter 2.
第一个要得胜罪恶。
First, we must have victory over sin.
第二个要得胜世界。
Second, we must have victory over the world.
第三个。
Third,
要得胜异端。
We must have victory over heresies.
那这样我们的信仰能够往前迈进。
And in this way, we can continue marching forward in our faith.
一直到底。
And walk until the end.
能够得救。
And be saved.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.